every month 10 to 15 new devotees are doing Sankirtan.
Many.
10 new book distributors in the last month.
Krishna will give all facilities if we are sincerely serving Krishna. The government gives all facilities to the government servant. The government gives all facilities to the soldiers. When there is fight, there is scarcity of commodities in the civil life, but there is no scarcity among the soldiers. The first consideration soldiers. Similarly, those devotees who are fighting against Maya, their facilities first concern. They are fighting, trying to save the people from the onslaught of material energy. That will be explained. What is in the next verse?
Tatrayaso nakarta vyoyatayor vyayat param snatatabhi.
What is previous verse before?
Sukham aindriyatam chaitya.
We have discussed this here. Therefore, next verse.
Tatrayaso nakarta vyoyatayor vyayat param snatatabhi nati simam mukunda charanambhu. Endeavors merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed, for they result only in a loss of time and energy with no actual profit. If one's endeavors are directed toward Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development.
Yes, how you see how people have been misguided. Throughout the whole world, the education is for economic. And here it is condemned. That one should not waste his time, but so for economic. Now, our teaching is here, and we will accept. They will call us all crazy. We are thinking they are crazy. They are wasting time for economic development. And they are thinking of us that these people are crazy. They are doing nothing. Escaping. Escaping. They do not say like that. This is the position. We are following the footprints of Prahlad Maharaj. We are following the instructions. There is no need of eternal self. Lead nature's life, just like other animals, they have no question of eternal self. They do not think of eternal self. But still they are having the material facilities, eating, sleeping, sex, and defense. Really. But there is no endeavor for economic development. So man being advanced, why he should be less than the animals? His real business is how to develop Krishna consciousness. Not economic. There is condemnation. Dr. Rules will not agree with us.
We see materialistic persons busily engaged in economic development all day and all night, trying to increase their material offerings. But even if we suppose that they get some benefit from such endeavors, that does not solve the real problem of their lives. Nor do they know what the real problem of life is. This is due to a lack of spiritual education. Especially in the present age, every man is in darkness, the bodily conception of life, not knowing anything of the spirit soul and its needs, misguided by the blind leaders of society, people consider the body to be everything, and they engage in trying to keep the body materially comfortable. Such a civilization is condemned because it does not lead humanity toward knowing the real goal of life. People are simply wasting time and the valuable gift that human forms, because a human being who does not cultivate spiritual life but dies like a cat from dogs is degraded in his next life. From human life, such a person is put into the cycle of continuous birth and death. Thus one loses the true benefits of human life, which is to become Krishna conscious and solve life's problems.
Now discuss on this point, Tom. But as it is, like you said, if anyone has any objection. Yes.
But I remember in Atlanta last year when an Indian PhD came to see you and was sitting at your lotus feet, and he spoke about the problems in India, overpopulation and hunger, and then he said to you, "Astrology, you must always realize the reality, and he said to him, "You don't know the reality." And he did not answer one word. He is now always coming to the temple, although he is working with a monkey on behavior.
Anyone has any objection to this statement?
I was thinking that Krishna also said that Akhayur and Jayaramo both have parts of the people. It's useless spending your time.
And I've been that, Akhayur and Jayaramo.
Evam pravartitam chakram nanu vartiyati raja Akhayur and Jayaramo both have parts of the people. My dear Arjuna, a man who does not follow this prescribed Vedic system of sacrifice certainly needs a life of sin, for a person delighting only in the senses lives in vain.
At what?
The mammonist philosophy, work very hard and enjoy sense gratification, is condemned herein by the Lord. Therefore, for those who want to enjoy this material world, the above-mentioned cycle of performing yajnas is absolutely necessary. One who does not follow such regulations is living a very risky life, being condemned more and more. By nature's law, this human form of life is specifically meant for self-realization in either of the three ways, namely karma-yoga, jnana-yoga, or bhakti-yoga. There is no necessity of rigidly following the performances of prescribed yajnas for the transcendentalists who are above vice and virtue. But those who are engaged in sense gratification require purification by the above-mentioned cycle of yajna performances. There are different kinds of activities. Those who are not Krishna conscious are certainly engaged in sensory consciousness. Therefore, they need to execute pious work. The yajna system is planned in such a way that sensory conscious persons may satisfy their desires without becoming entangled in the reaction of sense gratificatory work. The prosperity of the world depends not on our own efforts, but on the background arrangements of the Supreme Lord directly carried out by the demigods. Therefore, the yajnas are directly aimed at the particular demigod mentioned in the Vedas. Indirectly, it is the practice of Krishna consciousness, because when one masters the performance of yajnas, one is sure to become Krishna conscious. But if by performing yajnas one does not become Krishna conscious, such principles are counted as only moral codes. One should not, therefore, limit his progress only to the point of moral codes, but should transcend them to attain Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Sato yate kakusala kimaya paramashita shariram purusham javan navipat yeta pushkalam. Therefore, while in material existence, paramashita, a person fully competent to distinguish wrong from right must endeavor to achieve the highest goal of life as long as the body is stout and strong and is not embarrassed by dwindling. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj at the beginning of this chapter, Somara Asarit Bhagya, the word Bhagya refers to one who is experienced and who can distinguish right from wrong. Such a person should not waste his energy and valuable human lifetime simply working like a cat or a dog to develop his economic condition.
Yes, the modern indicates that they cannot understand that this reputation of bad death, old age and disease is a botheration. They do not understand why they accept it. They think there is no other way. But if there is a way to stop this, why do they not take it? What is the value of this education? They cannot distinguish between right and wrong. Nobody likes death, but the death is there. Nobody likes to become old, but the old age is there. Why they set aside these big problems and is proud of scientific advancement? What kind of education? If they cannot distinguish between right and wrong, then what is the result of this education? Education means one must be able to distinguish between the right and wrong. But they cannot, or even they do know that death is not good, but why they are not trying? How to stop them? Where is the advancement? They are very much proud of advancement of science. Where is the advancement? You cannot stop them. You cannot stop old days. You can manufacture advanced medicine, but rather than to stop their disease, they take this pill, there will be no more disease. Where is the science?
They say they're working on it.
That is another thing. Lovely.
Just like we say that Krishna consciousness is a gradual process, they say their scientific advancement is also a gradual process.
Gradual process, but do they think that they will be able to stop that? We are confident that we are going back to home, back to God, Hare Krishna. But where is their confidence that they will be able to stop death or their disease?
The newest fad is now that they say that they're trying to establish the fact that there is life after death.
That is,
they try to do this scientifically with that.
No, then sure. Scientifically, there is life after death. That he repeatedly said that my child's body is death, it's gone, vanished. I've got a different body. Well, after death is life. This is practical. So, this is Krishna says, Tathade Antara Prati. So, similarly, Nahannati Hannamani Sarire. This is authoritative statement of God. And practically we see that we get one body after another, but I continue. So, where is the objection? There is life after death, so-called death, means annihilation of the body. So if we can stick to that life, that there is no more death, that is to be sought after, that is intended. And that is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. That if you simply understand Krishna, and you become fit to go back to Him, then no more death.
People who are investigating into this, into the problem of life after death, are basing their observations on dying people. And there are three or four authors now, especially one woman who is a specialist in the field of dying. She is firmly convinced that there is life after death. Her name is Kubler Ross, and she has written several books on the subject.
Oh. Where is she? English or that?
She is American, German American.
Oh. She's here in America.
Yeah, she lives here. She has worked in a clinic for many years, and exclusively in dying.
Yes, that one has to come to this conclusion, undoubtedly. And that is education. Our education is now complete. That if he has understood, he's trying to explain scientifically that there is life after death. That is complete. Everyone should try. By his education, establish what is already said in this heart. That is a fact. As when Krishna says, Tathade antra prasi, one gets another body. Nahandate handamane sarire. Krishna says there cannot be any mistake. So, the scientist, philosopher, establishes the statement of Krishna by that scientific knowledge, that is real perfect science. And if he wants to defy the statement of Krishna, that is Maya. That is not possible. That is vainly trying to do. But if one by scientific knowledge establishes what Krishna said, that is perfect. Idam nipunsas tapasas sutasthava sistasthasuttasya samuddhagattas avichita artha kavibhi nirupita yat uttama sloka gunanumanna. That is the fact. We are publishing one book, Dialectic Spiritualism, Vedic Views of Western Philosophy. We are just going to publish one book. Dialectic Spiritualism. Mass theory, dialectic materialism. We are going to establish dialectic spiritualism.
Pumso Varsha Shittam Jayus Taradham Jajitatmanah Vishpalam Jatato Ratriyam Shaitendham Prabhupada Sama. Every human being has a maximum duration of life of 100 years. But for one who cannot control his senses, half of those years are completely lost because at night he sleeps 12 hours being covered by ignorance. Therefore, such a person has a lifetime of only 50 years.
So sleeping is a waste of time. Therefore, spiritual advancement means minimizing sleeping. Nidra haram vihara kaadi vijitau. About the Goswami's life, it is said, they conquered over Nidra Ahara. If you eat extraordinarily, then you will sleep us extraordinarily. If you eat frugally, as practice, minimum required, then you can conquer our sleep. Eating sleeping. Sleeping depends on eating. Pratyahara. Pratyahara prayasa sattva galpa niyamantra. The people in the material world, pratyahara means collecting more than necessary. One body, somebody has got millions of dollars, but still he is working hard day and night, doing this, the bank balance. Why? You have got sufficient money. Now you engage your life for spiritual advancement and get little food. God has given you enough. Why you are wasting your time in collecting money? Anything more? That is misuse. Therefore, Prabhu Goswami says, Utyahara prayas, prajalponiyama. Ahara means eating, and aharam means collecting. So these are, again, bhakti principles. Collecting more than necessity, or eating more than necessity. Pratyahara prayasa prajalponiyama. Prayas. Things which are not done very easily at endeavor, burial, heart. That kind of what should be avoided. Pratyahara prayasa prajalponiyama and talking nonsense. No use, you are talking together. For hours. What is it? Prajal, what is called prajal? Niyamagraha. And without any result, following the regulative principle. Or not following the regulative principle. Niyamagraha. Agraha means not to accept. That is also bad. That is bad, actually. And simply to see the regulative principle without any reason, that is also bad. Pratyahara prayasasya prajalpa niyamārgata. Gauriyam, greediness, janasangas, and associating with unwanted men. Janasangas. We should not try to associate with non-devotees. It was the time talking. Sarvi bhakti pranasati. By these six principles, one is loser in the matter of devotional service. Ahara dikvai. Just like we are reading this Bhagavatam, it is proper utilization of time. Similarly, if you take one newspaper, some statement of the politics, and talk and argue and waste time, there is no need to say. I think in our institution there is no newspaper. That is one advantage. The Western country's newspaper is very popular, a huge bundle of newspaper. Although he does not read, the newspaper one supplies huge bundle of newspaper. And wasting of paper, printing, unnecessarily cutting the trees, or running on the paper name. It is sinful actually. They are not reading so many nonsense books have newspaper. A paper is required, there is demand. So paper may require cutting of the trees. Unless we are creating simply from materialistic way life means anatman. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, don't try to cause all this nonsense. It is simply killing oneself or lessening this or making it useless to do this kind of life. What is it? Boy, what is it saying? Just read. Simply.
Humso versus Sikram Jai Saradham Sajitatman and Nishkalam Jadaso Ratsyam.
No, he called that.
Sat Prayasam Nakatabra. Yet the Ayu of Yayas Param. Not the Kab in the day came on.
Ayu Boya. Simply spending to do this on that night. Just like you have got some bank balance. And if you spend it for useless purposes. Similarly, we have got some bank balance, our dealings are a life balance. Our death begins from the next moment of our birth. Death begins. Suppose I live 100 years. So I am born, 1 day past, and 1 day is reduced. Friends come. How old is your child? The parent says he is 3 years old. That means 3 years he has died. 97 years balance. So if we waste all this balance of life for nothing, and that is okay. People are birth. To utilize the balance for some good purpose. No.
Yes, that's it.
So-called economic development means we are wasting the balance of our life. This is the problem. Read it. Natat prayasa tattvabhyam. This prayas. Endeavor for economic development. No kartabha. Don't do it. Here is a revolution against this modern civilization. That simply after economic development. And here it is condemned. It is condemned that this kind of endeavor is simply wasting the balance of our life. If one is interior, he sees that I have got, say, $10,000 in the bank balance. Now I must utilize it properly so that it may not be spent. That is intelligence. Similarly, we have begun our death from the date of birth. Daily, every moment, our balance is being decreased. So therefore, it should be interior. So long the balance is there, let me utilize it properly, by which I can be really benefited. So, the ideal of my benefit is that I am suffering in this material condition of life, to stop this conditional life, to get freedom of life. That is the aim of life. And that freedom can be achieved only by going back to home, back to home. Not any other. You cannot get the freedom of life here in this material. That is not possible. Although you are trying for it. Everyone is sentient. Kitran Manas. So, without endeavor for this purpose, if we are simply trying to develop our economic condition, that is that I will burn out, is it? What?
With the ayurvedic firm.
Simply killing the division of the then what?
Natata Vinate Kingam Mukunda Charanam.
This is very difficult to understand for the demonic. Prahlad Maharaj was instructing among the demons. For them it was difficult. Still Prahlad Maharaj was trying. The purport is there. Is love?
Yes. You say that the problem is that there's a lack of spiritual education in their lives.
Yes. That is a defect. Always, especially in these days, there's no spiritual education. Do you think after there is spiritual education? Is there any? The school, college, universities.
He's saying if there's any real spiritual education, it's probably going to be.
If you
should
use sex with us. Let's say we do part of the team in this group.
Prati vidu sartha gatim bhagishmo dura sayadi bhagiratam anlada shan bhaid puni si kisi kamsa iludan. They do not know what is the aim of life. Therefore there is no spiritual education. They do not know. Great fun. You shall always hold classes, read these books, discuss, try to understand. Then time will be properly utilized. Don't talk useless things. Some engagement. So long you are engaged in service of the deity, that is very good. Otherwise, you should hold class, read these books, discuss among them. Then the proper utilization. Abhattakala, some advancement of devotional service means always be alert whether a moment is misused. Because you cannot get back even a moment of your life if you pay millions of dollars. That's possible. 1967, 10th June, 5 o'clock. You had to do something and you have missed. During that 5 o'clock, 10th June 1976, will never come back, even if pain delays. But if that moment is improperly passed, then what is more loss than that? So, Bhattapala, come. We should not let in the moment of our life be seen. Abhattapala. Ramadan is another thing. This is advanced type of Kriti Tak Vasati Sthala, attachment for living places where Krishna had his pastime, sent him down Surah Dharata. Kriti Tak Vasati Sthala, and Abhakshapana. These are advanced spiritual forms.
Mukdasya bhavye kai sori krinato jati vimsati jaraya grasya dehasya jatya kalpasya vimsati.
In the tender age of childhood, when everyone is bewildered, one passes 10 years. Similarly, in boyhood, engaged in sporting and playing, one passes another 10 years. In this way, 20 years are wasted. Similarly, in old age, when one is an invalid, unable to perform even material activities, one passes another 20 years wastefully. Purport.
It's like old man like me, 18 years. Suppose another 20 years I may live, but I'm invalid. I cannot do it. It is solid work. So 20 years in the beginning, as a child and young man, sporting, jumping, 20 years fast. The last 20 years, simply old man from invalid home. The 40 years gone out of 100 years. Then,
without Krishna consciousness, one waits 20 years in childhood and boyhood, and another 20 years in old age, when one cannot perform any material activities and is full of anxiety about what is to be done by his sons and grandsons and how one's estate should be protected. Half of these years are spent in sleep. Furthermore, one wastes another 30 years sleeping at night during the rest of his life. Thus, 70 out of 100 years are wasted by a person who does not know the aim of life and how to utilize this human form.
Vrapurena kamena mohena ca baliyasa sesam jahesu satsasya pramatasya payasihi.
One whose mind and senses are uncontrolled becomes increasingly attached to family life because of insatiable lusty desires and very strong illusions. In such a madman's life, the remaining years are also wasted, because even during those years, he cannot engage himself in devotional service. Purport. This is the account of 100 years of life. Although in this age, a lifetime of 100 years is generally not possible, even if one has 100 years, the calculation is that 50 years are wasted in sleeping, 20 years in childhood and boyhood, and 20 years in invalidity. Jara vyadi. This leaves only a few more years, but because of too much attachment to household life, those years are also spent with no purpose, without God consciousness. Therefore, one should be trained to be a perfect brahmachari in the beginning of life, and then to be perfect in sense control, following the regulative principles, if one becomes a householder. From household life, one is ordered to accept vanaprastha life and go to the forest and then accept sannyas. That is the perfection of life. From the very beginning of life, those who are adhikendriya, who cannot control their senses, are educated only for sense gratification, as we have seen enough in the Western countries. Thus, the entire duration of a life of even 100 years is wasted and misused, and at the time of death, one transmigrates to another body which may not be human. At the end of 100 years, one who has not acted as a human being in a life of tapasya, austerity, and penance must certainly be embodied again in a body like those of cats, dogs, and hogs. therefore, this life of lusty desires and sense gratification is extremely risky.
Now, please, guys.
Does anyone have an objection?
Objection?
Yes, Dr.
Do not some physical means come into the keeping the body strong, healthy, so that devotion is possible at all? Because to produce sick people, of course, is not a Lord's spirit either.
Our aim is not to create sick people. That is not our aim.
Swimming, walking is still important.
No, we do not swim. Neither.
I think it should not be made a sport, but it should be made perhaps a physical must under control.
If you eat more, then you eat more. It requires more exercise to digest unnecessary loading. But if you eat simply just to keep your body and soul together, you don't require it. Little movement is going on. We are walking, walking. But not this severe type of exercise as Sattva's saying, fighting. With his sea waves for 4 hours, 5 hours, 10 hours.
But Srila Prabhupada, Kshatriya, has to be strong.
That is a Kshatriya means, generally.
Kshatriya has to be there.
But this is specially meant for the Brahmins, intelligent.
Ko griheshu puman saksam atmanam madhichandriya neha pasar jadar padham utsaheta vimochitum. What person who attached to household life due to being unable to control his senses can liberate himself? An attached householder is bound very strongly by ropes of affection for his family, wife, children, and other relatives. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj's first proposal was Komara Achare Pragyo Daman Bhagavataniha. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use a human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. Daman Bhagavatan means the religious principle of reviving our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For this purpose, Krishna personally advises, Sarvathaman Parijaja Mamekam Saranam Braja, give up all other duties and surrender unto me. While in the material world, we manufacture so many duties in the name of so many isms, but our actual duty is to free ourselves from the cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease. For this purpose, one must first be liberated from material bondage, and especially from household life. Household life is actually a kind of license for a materially attached person by which to enjoy sense gratification under regulative principles. Otherwise, there is no need of entering household life. Before entering household life, one should be trained as a brahmachari, living under the care of the guru, whose place is known as the Guru Kula. Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasanganto Gurohitam. From the very beginning, a brahmachari is trained to sacrifice everything for the benefit of the guru. A brahmachari is advised to go begging alms, door to door, assessing all women as mother, and whatever he collects goes to the benefit of the guru. In this way, he learns how to control his senses and sacrifice everything for the guru. When he is fully trained, if he likes, he is allowed to marry. Thus, he is not an ordinary vihasta who has learned only how to satisfy his senses. A trained vihasta can gradually give up household life and both of the poets to become increasingly enlightened in spiritual life and advance to sannyas. Prahlad Maharaj explained to his father that to be freed from all material anxieties, one should go to the forest. He brought Mapatam Giham Andakupam. One should give up his household, which is a trait for going further and further down into the darkest regions of material existence. The first advice, therefore, is that one must give up household life. Giham Andakupam. However, if one prefers to remain in a dark well of household life because of uncontrolled senses, he becomes increasingly entangled by ropes of affection for his wife, children, servants, house, money, and so on. Such a person cannot attain liberation from material bondage. Therefore, children should be taught from the very beginning of life to be first-class brahmacharis. Then, it will be possible for them to give up household life in the future. To return home, Bhakti Gaudiya, one must be completely free from material attachment. Therefore, Bhakti Yoga means Vairagya Vidya, the art that can help one develop a distaste for material enjoyment. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayatiyatu Vairagyam Jnanam Chajirahaisukam. By rendering devotional service under the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. If one engages in devotional service from the beginning of life, he easily attains Vairagya Vidya, or Asakti, detachment, and becomes Jitendriya, the controller of his senses. One who perfectly engages in devotional service is therefore called Goswami, or Swami, master of the senses. Unless one is master of the
No, this does sound good.
One point you're missing, Prabhupada, a strong inclination for sense enjoyment is the cause of the material body. So it seems that people are trying to enjoy their senses in order to become happy, but actually they're causing their own suffering.
Entangled. Satsanga Charikainu Asase Vilas Jekarane Lagila Maur Karmabandha Pas. This entanglement to repeat birth and death is entanglement. That they do not know. But they do. They are obliged to accept this entanglement life.
I have a question. This is Prahlad is instructing his schoolmates. But his schoolmates, I think they would argue, that's all right, but we are young now, let us enjoy them. Later on in life, we shall take up Krishna consciousness.
And unless you learn, just like education is given when one is young, and when one is old enough, he cannot take any. Education, deceptive fatality is there when one is young. Otherwise, he cannot take any. What do you think?
But I always thought later.
Education everywhere, all over the world. Education is given when one is young. That is the time. I think here in America there is adult education.
Adult
education.
But not so much. That's usually for making more money. Someone has a job and he wants further training to get a higher paying job. But not so much for college.
What is the next message?
Konrata Chisnam Visajit Sarebyo Pija Insita Sankina Chatuhi Prestai Tasparat Sevakovani.
Money is so dear that one conceives of money as being sweeter than honey. Therefore, who can give up the desire to accumulate money, especially in household life? Thieves, professional servants, soldiers, and merchants try to acquire money.
Yes, yes, very nice example. Soldiers. They know you are going to give up her life. And what for? Money? They are prepared to give up life for money. Money is so sweeter than honey. And thieves, they go at night for burglary. He knows that if I trespass in your house, he can kill me immediately. But still, he takes the risk for money. That is all extra. What is the bus?
Thieves, professional servants, soldiers, and merchants try to acquire money even by risking their very dear lives.
Merchants also. Formerly, merchants used to go from one country. Now they also go. Facility of transport is easier. But formerly, they had to cross the big ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, whales, and many of them died. And still, for money, they used to go.
Still safe, but many, for example, many big American merchants are being killed in the foreign countries by the communists and so on. It's very risky. Many American merchants are being killed in foreign countries.
Many people also, they are collecting money all throughout this life, but they don't use it for their own sense gratification, yet they leave it for their children. And they think, in this way, my children will enjoy, and then all my work was at some value.
Yes. Well, he is going, he does not know. He's thinking of his grandchildren. This is all mine.
That is also attachment to the material world.
Yes, these are different symptoms of material attack. He does not know who is the rascal coming as my grandchild, but he is making vengeance.
He wants to be remembered. They say
sometimes he has no way, he still thinks of grandchild.
They say that is the goal of life, if I can be remembered by others after I leave.
It doesn't matter where he is going. That is Maya.
At least in the past year, the idea comes into my children, my grandchildren.
Aham Mameti. This is a Sanskrit term. You know. Aham Mameti. Aham means I. And mama means mine. This is the illusion. Atatriyakshetra sutatu vittai janasya mohoyam ahana mameti. Gradually, first of all, there is attraction. Male and female. Pungsara sriya means nibhava meta. The whole material world existing on sex attachments. Pungsa makes head and sriya makes finet. Yes, attachment. Even before marriage or unity, the attachment is there. Pungsa and sriya means nibhava metha, sayur mitha. And when they actually unite, hridayadanti mahu, the hard knot in the heart. Hard knot. Then, after unity, if suppose one is married or united,
then they want apartment, Grihastha. Then, he, finally, they earn money by producing food from the field. There is no factory. So, atat Grihastha Kshetra, then children, then friends, then accumulation of money, atat Grihastha Kshetra Sutata Vitsi, with all these things, the conception of I and mine increases and he becomes
accepted. So, what is it not so that so called medical love, the parental love, is.
Oh, since you call it any love, the real idea is how to unite man and all. That is the idea. Real basic principle is how to unite a man and woman. It goes on as friend or husband and wife or this or that. The real purpose is they want to unite. And that unity is for sex. And then both of them become entangled. We are here to see part of this. Janasamaya, this is moha, illusion. What is that?
Perfect. How money can be dearer than lies as indicated in this verse? Thieves may enter the house of a rich man to steal money at the risk of their lives. Because of trespassing, they may be killed by guns or attacked by watchdogs, but still they try to commit burglary. Why do they risk their lives? Only to get some money. Similarly, a professional soldier is recruited into the army, and he accepts such service with the risk of dying on the battlefield only for the sake of money. In the same way, merchants go from one country to another on boats at the risk of their lives, or they dive into the water.
In 1942, I have seen when war was going on. So, these British had wanted soldiers. So, they created artificial famine. So, people became in need of money. So they enroll them as well. Absolutely. There is no other way to get money, to get commodities at higher price. Artificial famine, there was no food grains available. But black market is not available. Black market means more price, so they had no money. So to get this money, they enroll as well. This was Mr.
What's going on now in America? Previously, they had to force men to join the army because they had such a shortage. Now, because there are so few jobs, it is hard to get into the army, even volunteers. There are so many volunteers just to get a job that they have too many practically.
Even in army, there is no service? They don't want?
Now they want, because they can't get a job.
Oh.
But the army is not more selective. Who do they want to
Previously they had to force thousands. Now they are practically having to turn men away, because they are joining the army just to get some money.
I used to have a friend that was in the merchant navy. He was working on oil tankers. So he would only go on the runs to be there. The oil tankers were always in danger of being blown up, so they had to pay them twice as much as any other job, just because they go to be at them. And then he would get huge bonus as well. So he would only work on those jobs.
So in the modern civilization, there is no program of peaceful, happy life. Things are becoming more and more problematic. everywhere. Yeah, all Kirtanananda Maharaj is asking everyone to go to his Nirvindavan. There is no problem. You have seen yesterday a picture for Nirvindavan. There is no problem. Practical. If you see the picture, you see that they have no problem. Is there any problem?
Sometimes there is too much milk.
Huh? That he can send to us. Milk is so nice that it cannot be wasted even a drop. But I will get milk, that is the Indian system. So there is a big milk pack, and as soon as the milk is drawn, it is put into the pan, and the pan is in the fire. So, as much as you like, drink milk, till then, elderly person. Then at night, when there is no demand for milk, it is converted into sugar, not wasted. Whatever balanced milk is there is converted into sugar. Then in daytime, also, you take sugar as much as it lacks. If it is not all consumed, then it is stored in a pot. Then, when that pot is enough, so then you churn it, and you get butter and the, what is called, buttermilk. So again, you take buttermilk with chapati and everything. Not a single drop is lost. Then the butter, you melt it, convert into ghee and store it. It will stay for years. So not a drop of milk can be used. And this butter, because the village, they are eating so much milk products, they do not require butter or ghee. Maybe little. So that is called, they go to the city. The city man, they require, especially, he is very important thing in the city. So they purchase. So in exchange of that money, whatever they want, they purchase in the city and come back. But the simply maintaining the cows, their economic problems. Simply. And to maintain cows, there is no difficulty. The boys, just as Krishna, as boy was taking the cows, the calves in the field, they are grazing here and there. And coming back, they are giving milk. Only one attendant requires to take them in the pasture in grass and bring them back home. You don't require to give them food. Simply take care. They give milk, and with milk you make so many people. Yes?
Last year I drove with Swarup Damodar to Texas on the way to Atlanta. And I thought so much, we watched those thousands and thousands of cattle, only beef cattle, only for slaughter, not one milk cow anymore. And I was so acutely aware of that.
What they, learned from they do not know the civilized way of life. They are still barbarous. Because
barbarians
in the jungle. The barbarians, they do not know how to produce food, how to utilize milk. They can kill animals. That is also not like this. By machines, you kill thousands of cows. They did not know this. Or they are simple eating. They might have killed some animals, not particularly. Perhaps they were not killing cows because they are getting milk. other non-important animals. But what is this civilization? I learned that in South Africa, before killing the cows, they take the last drop of milk and then it is sent to the slaughter. They are so expert that if there is still little milk, take it before her death. It is just civilization. That we were taking milk, the Vedic civilization is as you are drinking milk from the cow, she is your mother. Actually, she is mother. But what is this civilization, killing mother? Is that civilization? Death from mother, whatever she can deliver, up to the last drop of milk, and then kill. Yes, advanced civilization, scientific. Killing scientific. This is not so good.
And just to emphasize it, they deliberately move the Indian community next to the slaughterhouse.
Yes.
Because they know they don't like cow killers.
The Indian quarters, near that slaughterhouse had the animals screaming like anything all night, and they have to hear it. The real purpose is that the Indians may go out. In South Africa.
The government?
Yes.
I was in South Africa, in what is that city?
Johannesburg.
But from the downtown, the Indian quarters, about 10 miles, 15 miles. Indian. African black quarters, they are not allowed even to enter this place. They require a pass. If any black man enters the city without that passport, he will immediately be taken to police. The bus for the black man is different from the white man. I think Indians also, they have got separate bus. But the bus, when he is the white man travels, the Indians and the black men are not allowed. Gandhi tried to adjust this injustice, but he failed. Then he was determined and he went to India, that I must drive away the English. These South African white men, mostly they are Englishmen and Dutchmen. Originally they are Englishmen and
Dutchmen. The strange thing is that the fiercest racists in South Africa are the Boers. The Afrikaners.
That is Englishmen. Dutchmen.
Who were put down by the British before, and now they are the worst oppressors themselves.
These Dutchmen, Englishmen and Frenchmen were the pioneers of colonization. Spanish. In America, mostly the Englishmen.
Yes.
Came.
English and French.
French.
Both English.
Germans are not for colonizers.
They were before World War One. They lost their colonies at the end of World War One. They lost Cameroon and Togo and East Africa.
Not so many.
That is where Nairobi is now. Nairobi was Germany before.
Not so many companies like you.
They had quite a few. Yes, quite a few.
An English man, they have lost their parliament. Oh.
Yes. Even now, England, they can no longer control. Mm-hmm. They can no longer control England. They're having fights between the Labour and management. They can't control it.
Right. What is the division?
Communist.
Between the Labour and the management, they're having great, always strikes, and the British industry is becoming crippled.
And there is another problem, Irish problem.
Yes.
The Irish man, they're dropping bombs in London, in daytime. Creating all this disturbance.
I was in London just recently, and in the airport where we distribute books, you cannot put your bag of books down because the police will come hold you and say, you have a bomb in your bag.
Huh.
You have to always keep it on your shoulder. And there are signs about every 50 feet saying, do not leave luggage unattended. Because they are thinking anything which is unattended is a possible bomb.
Okay. London airport is very congested.
Yes, very.
Very, very congested. All this, thousands and thousands of them. If there is any such bomb explosion, then life is becoming more and more insecure. The advancement of civilization is no relief. This is not a problem.
Prahlad Maharaj has said that their solution is bringing more problems.
Yes. In order to solve one problem, more problems.
Prabhupada, in my life, and I say the only solution is a change of consciousness.
Yes.
That is the answer.
Someone can distribute that. Okay.